This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Last weekend, President Trump announced a plan to implement 25% tariffs on imported goods from Mexico and Canada. The tariffs have since been delayed for 30 days to allow for more time for negotiations. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva Agriscience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors. Our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that although he personally opposes tariffs in trade, he's optimistic about Mexico and Canada's immediate response to the threat of tariffs.
Ideologically, for my years in the Congress, I've been a free and fair trader. President Trump has taken a different approach to trade, which in part is the use of tariffs as a negotiating tool. Looks like it's working. I've expressed to you so many times that the reason I believe in free and fair trade is when we put it on another country, there's retaliation, and it's usually against agricultural products.
He says it is too early to tell if the Trump administration's tariff plan will be successful, but that he is pleased by Mexico's response on Monday to help better secure its border with the United States. Grassley also expressed concerns about potash imports from Canada, and he is hopeful that potash will be exempt from tariffs.
In the meantime, I'll continue to advocate for farmers who would be impacted by the tariffs. And I expressed that view yesterday on X when I said that farmers were already hit by 20% increases in input costs because of Biden inflation. We don't need tariffs on potash coming from Canada as another one. So I would hope that if there is tariffs on Canada, which there isn't going to be now for at least 30 days, that potash would be exempt.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.